I think it's worth noting with this photograph how much movement it has. Now, by movement, we obviously don't mean the photograph is moving, but rather that there are things in the photograph that promote, that motivate, that almost force our eye to move through them. This white curl of paint is an invitation to move. Matter of fact, you just can't look at this picture without following that curve and that arc with your eyeball. At least for me, I start in the upper part and I swing around counterclockwise, following that swirl, and it catches me up in the entire circular movement of the image. Note in particular that even the background itself has this circular movement. And in the midst of all of this is this straight stalk of wheat or oats or whatever it is that is not moving. That sets up a counterpoint, movement and still, movement and still. And it's that kind of counterpoint that I think can really enliven a photograph. I know when I work on compositions out in the field, when I'm photographing, particularly when I'm photographing things like abstracts similar to this, that's one of the key elements I always look for in the part of the world I choose to photograph. For example, there's my portfolio called Wakari Masen, which is the abstracts from over at the Fort Warden State Park. Those abstracts are all of painted swirls where the park rangers have overpainted the graffiti. A large part of that body of work is involved with finding areas where there is this sweeping movement, this arc, a diagonal, an S-shaped, something that gives movement to the composition. Such a critical element, and I think beautifully done in this composition by Tatiana Palnitska.